Good morning, everybody. Are you fired up? Ready to go? Hey, I got to tell you. I got to tell you, it was so much fun to get my engine going and to feel rejuvenated by everybody who came to the fly-in last week. And I just got to tell you, Malin, was that exciting or what?
I thought it was an amazing fly-in, and you know, we sent out a survey for those people who registered, and the responses from the survey were, I mean, everybody loved it. They loved the format, they loved the information they got, they loved the promos. It was fun.
I thought our leaders did a phenomenal job, you know, and I thought everybody just. It was just, I know I say it every time, but I really believe this time was the best fly-in we've had. But that you know, I know it's funny. I got to tell you, you know, it's important to get rejuiced to get going again, because the other morning, and it was only about, 10 days ago or something, Malin and I love to walk in the morning. It's a great time to kind of reboot, get away. When you're exercising, you got the endorphins going. I know Kevin thinks, well, how do you get the endorphins going? Just walking. But, you know, we get the endorphins going. We spend a lot of time together. But I woke up one morning and I looked at my weather chart, you know, because when we get up, it's pitch black outside. And I go, okay, come on, Malin, let's go walking. And then I looked on the phone and it was 13 degrees. And I said, come on, Malin, we're going back to bed. And it's really hard to get your juices going when it was so freaking freezing outside. But I got to tell you, we got the juices going at the fly-in, and we got the juices going seeing everybody there. And I know Alan's off for President's Day weekend, and so we'd like to, wish everybody a happy President's Day weekend. Now the weather is absolutely perfect out here. Perfect walking morning. It was 48 degrees this morning when I got up, and I'm looking outside and I can see the mountains. There's no smog or anything today in Salt Lake City. It's just absolutely gorgeous outside. And so Malin, since Alan is gone for President's Day weekend, we'll excuse him, and I'm just going to turn it over to you for whatever thoughts you might have. And I should mention too, we have Tammy back from India. You know, and so we missed a lot of key people who were at our fly-in, normally at our fly-in, and we want to say welcome back to Tammy, who and told us her new name. She got a new name while she was over in India, is Lakshmi, L-A-K-S-H-M-I. So if you hear me refer to Lakshmi, you'll know what that is. So with that, Malin, I'm just turning it over to you.
Okay, And we're excited to have everybody back. Oh, it's been such a great, powerful, powerful week. We did a review call on Monday of some of the promotions we talked about at the fly-in, and we also did some videos. So I'm just going to go real quickly through the voice, because I know we have a great special trainer that we have on the call with us. But we want to give just one more congratulations to Umandi Barrera, who won the $500 prize when we did the giveaway. Steve, do you remember that? And that was so fun.
Yeah, it's a great picture and a voice of her holding up that big check there, you know. And if I remember, I know Umandi was thinking, I don't know if I can make it to the fly-in. And because of Liz's promptings, I believe, and Mario probably, she ended up coming and winning a prize. So I know she was very, very excited about that.
She was, and that's a very big check for such a small person. That's just proof. Great things come in small packages, right? Anyway, we also announced our event schedule for the next year. And, Steve, I love this schedule because – you know, we used to do fly-ins every single month, and while you and I love that because we get to see everybody that can come to those fly-ins each month, it does get more and more difficult for people to come in. And so this year, we just did our anniversary fly-in. We're going to do two more fly-ins during 2017. The next fly-in is going to be May 18th through 20th. So it's after Mother's Day and it's before high school graduations, right? It's right there in the sweet spot. And we also have a fly-in on September 14th through 16th. And that will be, that's perfect because it's right after Labor Day, and yet it kicks off the best building time of the year, which is the fall season. And then we announced that we're going to do a convention on February 8th through 10th in 2018. I'm still having a hard time that we're in the 2000 decade or century, and here we are already talking about a date in 2018. Now, guys, we have put a special price on tickets, and these early bird prices are only good through Monday. And so you want to make sure you take advantage of these early bird prices. We did a President's Day special, if you will. So here's how you can do it. You can register for either fly-in for $60. But if you want to come to both of them, you can get a really super early bird special. You can register for both fly-ins for only $100. And so that's going to be a great, great price. And then if you buy the one fly-in ticket early, you'll get 10% off of the convention ticket when they go on sale. And if you buy the early bird for both fly-ins, then you'll get 20% off of your convention price. But make sure you take advantage of these prices because we did it only as a President's Day special. You know, some of you, many of you, almost all of you said, hey, we wanted that at the event special price. And this is the at the event special price. So those who came to this last fly-in, they got a $50 early bird ticket price. And we're giving you a $50 early bird ticket price if you buy both the May and the September fly-in. So go to The Voice. You'll see it all. If you click on the link on Buy Your Tickets Now, you'll see all the information on how you can get registered. But make sure you take advantage of that because once we do that, those of you who know, we never offer that early bird price again. We did some other things, but we didn't offer that early bird price again, and we won't. So make sure you take advantage of that. Get the word out. Get those tickets purchased.
And more importantly, Melin, the thing I like about not only do you get a super price for the fly-ins, but there's something about scheduling right now and putting in your calendar those dates. Because if you put in the calendar those dates, it gets you from kind of in a recruiting mode that I have this number of weeks if I'm going to be serious about my business, and based upon what I learned last fly-in I was in and what happened to the people I brought last fly-in that came with me, I think personally it is the single easiest, best way to build your business. And I mean, I know Cindy loads up a group of people every time and makes sure, you know, she gets those people in. That's why she's a presidential three, because she's committed to building for the fly-in. I know Mario and Humande and those guys, Armando, you know, all those people that were involved down in Arizona. I know they got some vans and kind of loaded up the vans and brought people in. So, you know, congratulations to all of you that understand the importance of the fly-in. But if you want to build your business, get those dates in your calendar, because psychologically you're always building to the next event. I've got May 18th, 20th circled right now for the people I want to get, and I just thought I'd mention that, Melin.
Awesome. All right. Well, moving on, we also announced four really great promotions. And, for people that were at the event, and last Tuesday, we actually put out a review video, and of course, it's all repeated in the Thursday Voice, but we did a video for each one of those promotions, so you don't even have to figure out how to train those promotions. You just need to send people the links to the videos. And my favorite one is the 2-in-14 promo. This is a promo that runs from now till the May fly-in, and it's for all brand new distributors who get two new distributors, two customers, get some volume, and it's all there in the video, and they'll get an extra $200 bonus. But what I love about that is to get everybody on track. Every single distributor has access to that 2-in-14 bonus from now until the end of the month. So it says by March 1st, but it is that's by March 1st at 12:01 a.m. You have to finish it by February 28th. And what that is you'll get an extra $400 bonus. Every single person on this phone call can get an extra $400 bonus if they follow the special 2 and 14 promotion. And there's a video right there in the voice that tells you how to do that. All right. We also announced our leadership retreat. We're kind of doing a reset this year, guys. You're going to see all kinds of fun things. We've been meeting with leaders all week and getting their input on this, and it's been a lot of fun. You're going to see so many great things happening, and we already put out all these fun fundamental things that you can start working on. And our Limitless, we're calling it Limitless 2.0, that next version, if you will. And that retreat is a one-year qualification period. There's four ways that you can earn points, and there is a video that will train you how to do that. Make sure everybody in your downline watches that video often, because it will be. We want a lot of people there on the retreat. And the last announcement that we made are two new VIP clubs. Actually, I want to say maybe this is my favorite promotion. Well, they're all my favorite, right? But I love these two new VIP clubs, the X5 Club and the X10 Club. The X5 Club is someone who has five frontline execs. So, Steve, you and I talk a lot about being an X3, and that's the minimum that someone has to do to become a leader in the plan and start duplicating X3s. But we want people to push it just a little bit further. And an X3 is someone who has three personally enrolled executives on their front line, and we want you to push to become an X5 or even better, an X10. And you can actually earn points toward the trip if you are in those clubs for every month that you're in one of those two clubs. So we're excited about that. Just quick calendaring events. Yes, this is President's Day weekend. We will not hold a call on Monday at noon, but we will be open. We realize people want to do a lot of business, and so we will be open. We'll have a limited staff. But we are canceling the Monday noon call. Our You Even Better broadcast, love this broadcast. It's the NSFS episode with Steve Campbell, Shan Lassig, and Stephen Randolph. That is the most requested episode to play, and so that will be a great episode. We're excited about that. Other than that, Steve, everything is business as usual, except for we will not be holding a webinar this morning. So when you get that text that's about 25 minutes after the hour, it will be telling you we're canceling the webinar because we have one of our repeat guests from our fly-in doing a training. So I'll turn it back over to you to get that started.
Well, I think, Malin, seriously, first of all, wow, those incentives are crazy, crazy off the charts, you know. So, you know, I just don't know anybody who wouldn't want, besides the fast start bonuses and all the commissions you earn and everything, to be able to earn an extra $400, you know, to get your business jump started. That is nuts, insane. So, you know, everybody, I know if it was me, that's what I'd be running at, and I'd be running at it really, really hard. But I think one of the big hits of the fly-in was the fact that we have so many good trainers, you know. I mean, it was fun to watch you and Pam up on the stage, you know. It was really fun to listen to Cindy talk about, you know, how much this business means to her and how she was able to get to a presidential 3 by building executives. It was fun to see Mike out there, by the way, Cindy, too. We love Mike. What a humble guy. And it was really, really great from that standpoint. It was fun to do some breakout sessions. And in those breakout sessions, to see Steve Wilson and see Sandy do this breakout session, and I sat in on that one and part of the second one because I had to fill in for one of the individuals. Steve had to run for one of his kids' sporting events, and we totally understand that. But I did get to see his first presentation, and it was phenomenal, and Sandy's was phenomenal. And I want you to know, Kevin, Sandy's really competitive, so when she saw what a great job Steve did, she really upped her game for her presentation, and that's just the way Sandy is. And then I heard from Malin, because I didn't get to see it, but I heard Liz's presentation was off the charts. And I'm thrilled that, you know, she gave such a great presentation as being one of the leaders who's been here absolutely the longest. That was great. And we're lucky to have the other half on the phone with us today to do training, and that's Ken Burgess. And we are so lucky for those of you that live locally and can come up to local meetings and see people when they listen to Ken and Sandy Burgess. I just kind of forget how great our leaders are in training and how fortunate we are to have trainers of the caliber that Ken and Sandy are. And so today, we're lucky to have Ken Burgess. I consider Ken a friend, and we've known each other for such a long time. And I just want to do this introduction as I turn it over to Ken, that one of the funniest experiences that, wow, what a small world, is that way back in the early 80s, I was running my insulation business down in Southern California, and my business partner, Dave Farmer, said, you know, Steve, I think you would be awesome at network marketing. And I'd heard about network marketing, I'd heard about Amway, I'd heard about a couple of things, and he said, I'm going to go attend this meeting up at a major hotel in Los Angeles, and would you come with me? And so Dave and his wife Pam and myself went to this event. There must have been 2,500 plus people in a room, if you can imagine that. And up on stage was Monty Hall. For those of you that remember the old Let's Make a Deal days with Monty Hall, Monty Hall was up on stage with these two distributor people named Ken and Sandy Burgess. Sandy, I think, was ready to have a baby on stage that day. I mean, she was like 9 months pregnant. And I listened to those guys, and I remember sitting in the back of that room, packed with people, and thinking, wow, those guys have arrived. And so fast forward 30 plus years, and here we are today, and I just want to say what an amazing thing to have such great trainers as Ken and Sandy. And Ken, you did a great job, as well as Sandy, during the fly-in in training, and I just want to turn the time over to you, brother, because I can't wait to hear what you've got for us today.
Well, thank you, Steve, and thank you. Yes, it was, excuse me, 30 years ago, and I want to make sure I'm using my headset. Are we coming in just clean enough?
Perfect.
So we're okay.
Perfect.
Okay.
Perfect.
You know, 30 years plus being in the business, and I remember that evening at the Beverly Hills Hilton on, Beverly Hills Drive. It's crazy that long ago. But, yeah, it was fun. It's been fun ever since. And to think that we would come full circle and be working together is phenomenal. You know, you and I met a few times trying to recruit each other in between that era. So that's great. Now, and we've enjoyed every minute of work with you and Malin. So thanks for all of your support, your help, and your encouragement, and all the things that you do for Limitless. It's incredible. Now, last week when I presented this, how to get your people enrolled and get them doing something, I had an audience in front of me. And this morning audiences always help you generate juices, you know, excitement going. Sandy can do it talking into a phone. I'm not as good. So to give you this picture,
I'll be the last back.
Yeah, well, I brought my dog Kronk in. He doesn't
really
be as entertained. He's sitting there chewing on his rope, so let's hope his noises don't overpower me. But he'll be who I'm speaking to and trying to excite. But anyway, I'm excited about this. You know, when I created this concept, Malin kind of gave me an assignment, and I created the concept, I had no idea how many things that Limitless was going to put into place that would actually help getting a new distributor going in the business. I mean, the, you know, I already have X3 and our drive to X3, and we added the X5 club, and you added the X10 club, and I'm going to work these backwards because it works back to the first initial thing a person should do. We have the leadership retreat incentive trip. You've got the existing distributors' February bonus of extra $400 on top of their existing commissions, and then you have the 2 and 14 day program going in place for new distributors. And I'm going to kind of zone in on that one, because when you get a new distributor launch, and I was so pleased to be able to hear Kenneth Rawlings talk, who, you know, their company does our commission structure in our back office, and I always kind of challenged Steve when he said, though, if you can just get a person making $50 to $100, they'll stay in the business. And my thought process was, that has to be $50 to $100 more than what they're spending. You know, if they're spending $150 or $100 to be in the business, $50 isn't going to cut it. But what Kenneth Rawlings told us was no. And I asked the question directly to him. He says, no. If you can get them making $50, they will stay in the business 6 months. That is extremely valuable information for those listening today, because the goal then becomes, how quickly can we get that brand new distributor making $50? And Sandy and I calling getting them over the line. You've got to get a person over the line to where they're making a commission check or getting a commission check or seeing some kind of bonus, so their eyes light up, their brain kind of kicks in gear, and they go, whoa, I can do this. Okay, so the key is, how do we do that? And of course, anytime you sponsor a new person, you want to make sure you sit down with them and you go over their goals. You put together the prospect 100 list. That's in your back office, and if you can't navigate the back office, shame on you. I couldn't for a while in the beginning, but got there. It's also anywhere on Google. Just Google 100 prospect list. It'll come up for you. You have them fill that out with them so they've got people that they can call and talk to, and then you plug them into the system and you start the three-way calling. Now, I talked about three-way calling. I want you to know that three-way calling is probably the single most effective way for you to get trained and for you to train your new distributor. So don't bypass that step. Let me explain it real quickly. If Steve is my sponsor and I were new at this business and I was sponsoring someone by the name of Jane, I would immediately get Jane on the phone with Steve and let Steve tell the story, the three-way call. During that process, two things happen. Number one, someone else validates the opportunity of Limitless. Number two, I get trained of the things I need to say by a master trainer. In about 20 times you do that, and each time, after about 5 calls, Steve will give me a chance to say something or one part of the topic. After about 20 calls, I'll be trained. So there's a tremendous training process that goes through on the three-way calls. I know that some of the people in my group are skipping it, so I know other people are skipping it. Don't. The three-way call is the best recruiting tool you have. One, to validate through another voice. We always say a prophet's without honor in his own country, so believe me, even though they say they're going to get involved, they still don't trust you completely. Bring in that other voice. Number two, it gives you a chance to be trained as a new distributor and listen to somebody professionally. You know, over 20 times, do it over and over again, you'll have it down, and you'll know things to say to go out. To this day, Sandy and I, even though we don't need the training, still use the three-way call, and often she'll just put me on the phone, or I'll put her on the phone. It works. It's another voice saying the same message. So that's one of the key ways to get, you know, prospect 100 list and launching with the three-way call. Those are keys. Now, there's really some important things that take place when you start sponsoring a person, and you have to, once you get them looking at their memory jogger list and talking to people, you have to help them duplicate themselves. And in duplicating themselves, that's getting what I call that bonus check. And here's some key factors, and tying it in what Kevin Rawlings said, and tying it in back into some things that Sandy and I know. we know that the first step we've got to do with a brand new distributor is get their first customer. That's important. You got to go out and get their first customer. I love Lynn and Dave's, who are distributors with us in Limitless. They like their distributors to get 15 customers, because if they've got 15 active customers on the minimum of Thrive Only, they've qualified for X3. So key in getting 15 is getting your first. Okay, get your first customer. The next is getting your first distributor. Okay, so in the first 14 days, this 2 and 14 day bonus, we want to get two customers and two distributors to get an extra $200 bonus. Think about that. What did Kenneth Rawlings tell us? That if we get somebody $50, they're going to stay in the business 6 months. So, wow, first customer, first distributor, first two customers, first distributors, not only are they going to get the regular bonus, but an extra $200 bonus in the first 14 days. You can actually get a brand new distributor over the line in 14 days and be paid extra for it. Now, if a person would stay in for 56 months, what's a person going to stay in for 50 plus, because of our commission plan so lucrative, plus an extra $200? Wow. What an incentive. Everybody that gets a new distributor involved needs to look at what can we do in the first 14 days. Three-way calls, prospect 100 discs, create their why, those kind of things. They just got to go boom, 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 because you can't let a few days go by or all of a sudden you're into the last days. And, you know, sometimes it takes people a few days to decide to join. So we can't be doing this on the 11th, 10th, 11th, 12th day. It has to get going right away. And the most excitement from a new distributor comes in their first days of getting involved. So that's when you've got to work with them to get them trained. Now, the other thing that I love is that if you, some people say, how do I go get a new distributor and get them going in 14 days if I haven't done this myself? Well, if you're new in this business and you haven't done it yourself, and you've been in the business 30, 60, 90, some people even 6 months before this happens, let's recommit yourself to take advantage of the next few days till the end of the month, February 28th at midnight Mountain Time, to do the very same thing. Because if you do, you get a $400 additional bonus check. What will that do for you? What will that do for your bragging rights as you go on to recruit people for the next until May fly-in for their first 14 days in the business? So it's crucial. Your bragging rights in this business are crucial. They'll ask you, I just did this myself. You can do it. So that's key, okay? Now, here's for those who have been in the business for a short time or a long time. I like to talk about getting people launched, getting yourself launched. If you're stagnant in the business, it's time to relaunch yourself. And in order to do that, I love to put it into a 90-day period of time. And there's a few things that are real visual when you see. You know, when I had a friend, his name's Jim, he lives in North Carolina in Greensboro, and he was a pilot for U.S. Air back in the U.S. Air days. He was not only a pilot, but he was the licensee, the one who signed the license, like going to your DMV for all 737 pilots with U.S. Air. And he had access to the simulators. So Sandy actually had a chance to get in the simulator. I had a chance to get in the simulator. And in these simulators, they can put you on any airport in the world, take off, runway, coming in, flying, and they can make it snow, they can make it rain, they can make it do anything. And the thing that I learned in sitting in an airplane simulator is that when you go to take off, it is full throttle. I mean, think about that. All that power in that engine, 180 passengers in place, and you push it to its limit to take off. We often think that slow and steady wins the race. That's for rabbits and turtles. The ones that win the race in network marketing are those that launch themselves. And to get yourself launched, it's just like an airplane. You've got to get yourself off the ground and into the air and going. It's interesting to note that once you're in the air and the pilot comes on and said, we're now cruising at 33,000 feet, and we're cruising at a speed of 500 miles an hour. Well, you weren't doing 500 miles an hour at takeoff, yet full throttle was on. Once you get up and get cruising, they throttle it way back. And you get to do the same with your business. You put full throttle on to get it on, get it launched. And what does that mean? That means I'm a recruiting madman. In fact, Sandy and I read a book one time, one of the best we've ever read. It was written centuries ago by a person in A.L. Williams. They call it the Madman Cycle, where in the first few days, he did these twice a year, and he gave himself a 30, 60, 90-day period where he recruited like crazy, Madman Cycle. He launched his business, okay? So he set a goal for himself to recruit 20 people during those 90 days. That was his launch. That was his takeoff. That was his thing that got it going, okay? So you're just like taking off. And if you don't understand the airplane analogy, just look at when you stopped in your car at a stoplight. When you take off, you put the gas down most of the way, you get out and get going, and you let up on it. That's your launch. You're going to do the same in recruiting your new distributors. You're going to get out and recruit new distributors in a rapid pace. And I'll tell you the exciting thing that happens. One, and some of you are thinking, I know, I can't even recruit two people. How am I going to recruit 20? I will tell you this, that once you put your mind in a mindset recruiting mode, once you recruit your first, your second becomes easier, your third becomes easier than your second, your fourth becomes easier than your third. It's just a snowball effect once you get past that first and get going. I promise you. And we now have some things in Limitless, and I'm going to share you some things today that's going to encourage those people to join with you. So,
and Ken, I was just going to say, too, the other thing that's really critical is if you count from today moving forward and you use that 90-day example, 90 days from today will be in the May fly-in. So there's another good reason to get in that 90-day mindset.
Exactly. And Steve, you're jumping the gun because I'm
bringing
it into the presentation.
I'm sorry. You just got me so fired up.
Way to go.
I'm getting so fired up. I'm making notes here going, okay.
There you go. Crucial at the end of 90 days is to hold an event. And guess what? You don't even have to do it. The company is going to do it because you celebrate with you and your team. So here's what you do. It's not a 90-day launch. It's a 90-day pre-launch, and this is where our fly-in will really come in. You go to your existing team, and you go to the 20 new distributors that you're going to recruit, and you tell them, this is what I'm going to do. This is because you've written down your plan. Hey, I'm going to recruit 20 people. I'm going to get them ready. They're going to recruit so many people. We're going to be headed off to launch. We're going to have tickets sold for this launch. We're going to have speakers. We're going to have the 90-day celebration, okay? So you actually are going to go to your team and you're going to share with them, your existing and your new distributors, and you can say, look, the company has, and this is another great thing, the company has just done some really fun things. They've developed a 2- and 14-day program. They've developed an existing $400 program. They've developed a leadership incentive trip that goes out 12 months. They've developed the 10 Club, the X10 and the X5, all these things. What I'm telling my people is the company has just hired Courtney, who has taken two companies in marketing to over $1 billion in sales. She is excited about joining Limitless. She's come on as an independent consultant, and she's determined she can do the same here with the Limitless program. That is so powerful that I'm able to go out to people and say, look what we've got, okay? Come on, join the team. Join me in my 90-day pre-launch. And then I ask them, after I've taken them through the whole process, are you in? And I get their commitment, and I get them to set their goals. Now, this is my goal. I want to do, and all on the phone today should do, 20 new distributors by the fly-in of May 18th, okay? 20 new distributors, that's 90 days, okay? That's our launch. That's our push the pedal to the metal. That's full throttle. That's going ahead. 20 new distributors. Now, your 20 new distributors are going to commit to do 10 new distributors each. That's their launch. That's their takeoff. That's their full throttle, pedal to the metal, go get it. And they're going to use these same tools, the 2 and 14, the existing $400 bonus for those for the rest of February. They're already in because you're going to go to your existing distributors and you're going to go to your new. This is going to be a massive action team effort, okay? And you're going to talk about Courtney and the things that are coming on and all the excitement that we have. If you do this, I want you to think about this. If you do this by May, you with 20, your team with 10, you'll have 220 new people on your team, okay? 220 new people. Now, that seems daunting, but I will tell you, it's a step at a time, and because of the magic of leveraged and people sponsoring other people, it can happen, and because of the energy you've put into the launching of your effort and your 90-day all-out push, it can and will happen. Now, what if you don't do 20 or your people don't do 10 and they do 5? Still, you're way ahead of where you were. Now, at the September fly-in, the goal from that point with this team of 220 new distributors will be each to go out and get 5 in the 90-day launch. Okay, that will be the next launch. And that will be the full-blown launch. So you've been in pre-launch, now you're in launch. And at the 90-day launch, I'm sure Malin can back me up on this, but I'm sure Courtney will have some things in place, some new marketing, some new social media stuff. Lots of new things there. We always get incentives. We will still have the 2 and 14 program, so there'll be lots for those 220 new people at that event to talk about in your team. 220 people on your team at that event. That's exciting. And if they all go out of that event on fire and sponsor 5 new people each, you'll have a grand total of 1,320 new people in your organization. Now, it doesn't take a lot to figure with the ladder and with our compensation plan that 1,300 new people, and let's make it simple, that they place a $100 order. That's $130,000. Steve, you've got the math on you. At $130,000 average, what would their bonus, what would my bonus check be?
Well, and as Malin always tells me, I have to always put the disclaimer out when we're talking about money. Your mileage may vary. Your skill set may vary based upon your ability to do things. But, you know, if you made between 8 and 12% on $130,000 in volume, let's say you just made 10%, you know, that would be $13,000 a month, I mean, based on that. And
exactly.
Ken, more importantly, you always say to me, if you're going to do something, why not go big? You know, why nobody likes to go small, so I'd love that.
Yeah, in fact, we've talked about it this weekend over a number of things that I want you to think about something. People look at this and they go, wow, can I do it? I'm going to tell you right now, little things don't inspire anyone. Get out and talk to your people about what they can do and help them set their goals. And here's some important things that you need to think about in setting your goals. In this 90-day pre-launch, what do I want? You know, you should say, you know, I want to rank advance. And you rank advance through personal recruiting. How many members do you want to your team? That's number two. Those are the things you got to look at. How much cash do I want coming in the door? And I will tell you this over and over and over again, and Cindy will back me up on it. When you can tell people that you've reached a rank level, there is prestige in your recruiting efforts. People go, oh, I want to be with that person. So whether you've moved from L5 to manager, director, to senior, there is prestige in reaching a position that gives you power in recruiting. So that's crucial to really put yourself and set your 90-day launch goals of what to cover. And if you go about doing recruiting the 20 people and setting that goal with them of getting 10 each, you will hit all of those things. It's funny how everything is solved by focusing in on a 90-day launch and go out massive action to get it done. So develop your campaign, recruit as many people as you can into that campaign. Don't be disappointed if you follow short because still your efforts will carry on. I know that Sandy and I notice when we, and I've seen it with a lot of our team, when they get busy out telling the story, and every day they're telling the story, and every day they're talking to people, sometimes things don't fall into place. But down the road, that snowball effect starts happening. All of a sudden you see it. Might be 30 days, 60 days later, all of a sudden people start coming in like crazy because you set the seed out those days earlier. So that's important. And it's important for you to tell that your people that you're all in. They want to know you're committed to help them build. So that's key. So again, the one thing that was kind of cute when I reviewed this information on the Mad Men cycle, he said this: the times to do the 90-day launch and the 90-day pre-launches, if the company introduces a new product, if the company announces a new marketing program, if you're returning, excuse me, from just getting over a cold, if you're returning from a large company event, or if you just need to kick your business in. Well, we covered two of those: new marketing, coming back from a new event. And of course, everybody wants to kick their business in. So these are the times to put a 90-day launch in place. So the groundwork is set for us to do that right now. And that's one thing that makes it really exciting for me. And, of course, we will have a chance in May to celebrate this. And when you celebrate this all massive action that you've put in place, everybody, I promise you, everybody will go out and duplicate. And remember, if they'll all just go and do 5, some will do 10, some will do maybe less than 5, but the activity in the next 90 days after the May event could put you into a full-time income earning area with Limitless. It could give you that prestige as you go recruit, because people will say, well, what are you doing? And they say, hey, I'm full-time in this business. I make over $100,000 a year. Those are things you get to say that are recruiting powerhouses as you go out the next. So remember, the pace of the leader is the pace of the pack. You just have to engage and get going. And I, being at President's Day, I can't pass up my favorite quote, which is Abraham Lincoln, that says, things will come to those who wait, but only the things left by those who hustle. I wish I would have had him in my organization. You know that? That is like the mantra that is for MLM. Because in fact, if you don't go recruit those people now, as the numbers get larger and limitless, someone else will, and they won't be there left for you to do it. So go get them. So thank you, Steve. Thanks, Melinda. It was great to be on today.
Ken, that was a phenomenal training. And let me just tie a bow around this to go with everything you said. That's really, really critical. You know, there are certain times of the year that just lend themselves naturally to recruiting. And coming off the new year, February, March, April, May are considered some of the best months ever to be able to build your business. When we get into summer, sometimes summer slows down a little bit, and the Julys and the Augusts and the dog day summer afternoons, and then we get picked back up again in the fall and September when the kids get back in school. But it just happens that February, March, April, May are some of the best recruiting months in MLM. So, Ken, you are absolutely right, and what a great, great time. And I always like to say at the end of every three-way call, if not limitless, then what is it that's going to explode your business? What is it that's going to change your future? And so, Melinda, any thoughts on that?
No, I loved the training that Ken gave, and it really was a culmination. Those that were at the fly-in, each one of the trainings in the two breakout sessions kind of had an order. You know, Steve Wilson talked about, you know, what do you say to people? How do you talk to him? What do you do? And Sandy was all about the follow-up and closing, and, you know, the fortune is in the follow-up, right? And then Liz talked about enrolling people properly and the power of getting them started right. And then Ken came in and, you know, just said, make your madman goal, you know, make it take off. And it really was the culmination of four really amazing trainings. So I love that we shared that today.
Well, super, super, guys. And so with that, we want you to have a great President's Day weekend. I know we're going to have a wonderful weekend here, being beautiful and all. And we hope it's great wherever you're at.
But guys, don't relax. Now's the time to go build your business. You want to make a difference? Just go do it. And we've seen what happens when massive action happens. We've seen Ken and Sandy with massive action, and Liz and Mario and Cindy and all the leaders that are out there who take massive action and set the example. So guys, go have yourself a great limitless week. Let's finish out the month strong with this incentive that goes through March 1st, midnight February 28th, and let's use that as a springboard into our event. So, Ken, thank you so much, brother. That was super training.
Well, thanks,
we appreciate you being on. And with that, Melin, let's take it off of mute and hear where everyone's calling in from.
Okay, great.
Phenomenal training.
Thanks for my job.
Good job.